simple Bible study that I trust will help you. Amen. Let's go to James. Thank you, musician. Thank you. So they left me too. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. If you can't have fun, why even come? I enjoy coming to church. I enjoy Sundays. I enjoy Wednesdays. I enjoy prayer meetings. I like coming to church. I hope you do too. Praise the Lord. James chapter 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. Very simple topic tonight. We'll get to that in just a moment. My brethren, count it all joy when ye have fallen into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. My topic today is just one word, patience. Somebody say that with me, patience. Amen. Some people are afraid of that word. I'm here to show you tonight, it's not to be feared. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, you are altogether wonderful and glorious and worthy, Lord, to be praised. Lord, even as we do this Bible study on patience, I pray your will, Lord, to be accomplished in us. Put words in my mouth, quicken our hearing, and Lord, let us understand what the Word has to say, and how that we, Lord, can serve you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. In my Christian walk, I've had lots of Christian friends and lots of ministering brethren and lots of people. And oftentimes, particularly in religious circles, if you will, when this topic comes up, when patience is spoken of, there'll be someone that says, "Oh, don't pray for patience. Don't pray for patience. God will put you through tests, and you're going to have a really hard time if you pray for patience." Well, believe it or not, life is going to happen whether if you pray for it or not. Every one of us is going to go through things in our life. We're going to go through good times and sad times and easy times and hard times. And the word patience, in fact, if you look up the definition in the dictionary of patience, it will tell you the very point of this Bible study today. Amen. The word patience from the Merriam-Webster dictionary: the ability to wait for a long time without becoming annoyed or upset. Huh? Anybody like that one? Can you wait a long time without being annoyed? What if you missed the red light twice and you're still sitting there? Huh? Wait till you get... Man, I was on my way to work this morning on the interstate getting ready to get off by electric boat, and the highway was back from the bridge way. It was almost blocking off my exit, you know, to get off in Groton. I did get off, but, you know, you're sitting in a long line in traffic or just everyday stuff, normal things go on. Having patience, being able to wait a long time without being annoyed or upset. That's from Merriam-Webster. Patience from the Oxford English Dictionary: the capacity to accept or tolerate delay. Problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. You know what? I think having patience would be a good thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Apostle Paul, I think I found six. There's six places, I believe, he was using the analogy of sports in his teaching and his writing to illustrate the power of patience. You know, sometimes there are individuals that, you know, he used the analogy of running in a race. I'm going to get to that scripture in just a little bit. But there are people who run races who make it to the Olympics, who may train for that race years and years and years, perhaps many thousands of hours for that 5-minute race. 4 minute if he's, maybe less if he's really fast, maybe less than 4 minute mile. But you know what? He didn't get to that race and come out the winner, winning a gold medal just by showing up that day. It was a long time in preparing. Paul's use of sports analogies, particularly focusing on that running of a race, I believe it challenges today's believers to embrace and develop scriptural truths. It will help us to develop a disciplined Christian life. Amen. Sometimes you do have to wait. Sometimes, if you're in the flesh, you're going to get annoyed. But if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you'll be able to withstand it. Amen. You'll be able to endure it. Amen. Patience. For this Bible study, I'm going to use two of Paul's sports analogies. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. Let me read there. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. And if there are people that will spend thousands of hours and years of training for a 4 or 5 minute race, I'll tell you, my race isn't going to be over in 5 minutes. Amen. Man, this race I'm in is going to last the rest of my life. Amen. All the days I'm alive, I'm going to run this race of living for God, of serving the Lord. Amen. I want to make it all the way to the end and then win the prize. Amen. We win. Another place in Scripture, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And we'll talk on this one a little more as well. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every wait. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There's that word again. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. One more short text to consider, Luke 21, verse 19. In your patience, possess, or that really means acquire, ye your souls. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me go back to Hebrews 12 at verse number 1. Let us run with patience. It's a portion of that scripture. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Someone say us. Let us. Someone else say us. The us right here in this portion of scripture is Paul's analogy, or in Paul's analogy, is us. Somebody wave at somebody. That's us. That's us. That's you and me. That's we that are here at Wednesday night Bible study. That's us. It's we. It's us who are people of faith. It's talking to the believer. Us people who put our trust in God. It's talking to us. Us people who have embraced the leading and the direction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost is going to lead us into all truth. Maybe I don't understand everything yet, but when I get there, God's going to help me understand it. When it's my turn to go through that situation, God's going to help me get through it. Amen. He's going to help us. Amen. Us people who obeyed the gospel. Yes, I repented of my sins. Yes, I was baptized in Jesus' name. Yes, I received the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Yes, I want to live a godly life. Yes, I'm determined to serve the Lord. Yes, this is it all the way to the end. It's talking to us. Run with patience the race, get this now, the race that is set before us. Someone say us. The race that is set before us. The Holy Ghost-filled, apostolic, one God, Jesus' name, Holy Ghost-filled believers. Us. We have to have patience. The race that is set before us. All right, let's talk about the race. We don't all run the same course. Your life goes down a different path than mine. You got a different spouse and different circumstances and different home and different family and different job and different people that you deal with, different situations. You got a different body than me. You got different thinking than me. Your walk with God is not the same as my walk with God. Maybe related. We have very similar common denominators, the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the salvation plan. It's the same for all of us. We're all saved the same way. But how you live your life, where you live your life, and those things that come in your race, they're different than mine. We don't all have the same fears. We don't all fight the same enemies. We're not all tried by the very same temptations. But we all run in this very same race. Man, we got to make it to heaven. I got to live for God. I got to make it all the way to the end. I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. It's too late. I can't turn back now. Man, I can't run this race for 50 years and give up at the finish line. That would just be horrible. That'd be terrible. I can't give up. I will not give up. But this is my race. Some of these people, they got 50 years to go. If God don't come right away. We're running the same race. I want to be saved. I want my life to please Jesus Christ. And we're all trying to get that same prize. Enter in. Good, faithful servant. Amen. Man, I want to make it in to the holy city. Man, I want to make it into the new Jerusalem. Amen. We're all competing. We're all striving for that same prize. You see, your struggle is not necessarily anybody else's struggle. And that person's struggle is not your struggle. Oftentimes we go through similar situations. Sometimes we go through sickness. Sometimes we go through sickness with family. Sometimes we go through financial problems sometimes. You know, you name it. We go through similar situations. But your situation is not just like mine. Mine, and you didn't have to run my race either. You didn't have to go down my path. But you have your own race to run. Amen. This is our race. You have to make it to heaven. If I could bring you there, I would. If I could. But I can't. That's your job. You got to determine to finish this race. I'm looking around. Every one of us are on this race. Every one of us want to make it to heaven. Every one of us. Amen. Wants to finish this race. Amen. Now, be careful that, you know, we are still human beings. We still have a carnal nature that is within us. Be careful not to covet or judge another person's race. Or that other person's battle. Well, if they would just do this and that, they wouldn't have that problem. Well, pray for them. Help them if you're able. Amen. God didn't make me the judge. And I'm so glad He didn't. God is the judge. And I want to be careful not to judge someone else's race. You know, maybe they're running as fast as they could and they slipped and they fell down, and when they fell down they got hurt. You know, they scraped themselves up, or maybe if you fall down, it can be tough to get back up. In a physical race and in a spiritual race. If you fall down in a spiritual race, it can be hard to get back up. Now, I know that to get back up and start serving God again, even when it's hard, that's the best path to go. And that's always going to be my advice. But sometimes we got to pick them up. And then instead of just looking, get up. You want to just lean over them and say, what are you doing now? Get up. No. Help them up. Brush them off. Put them a Band-Aid on that scrape, you know. Help them. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. This is cool right here. Looking unto Jesus. Of course, we need to look to Jesus for our salvation. Look to Jesus to help us run the race. Look to Jesus to see us through. Amen. Look to Jesus, get this now, the author, someone say author. And the finisher, someone say finisher, of our faith. I'm going way off on the deep end here. Hold on with me. I hope you get it in just a little bit. Indulge me for just a moment. Comic books and, you know, like Marvel is one that makes comic books, and they also make movies about superheroes. You know, they have these make-believe characters that they have these adventure stories and comic books, and they make them into movies, and you know, they're pretty popular in our society. Perhaps maybe somebody here knows what I'm talking about. They're fictional stories. For example, the older ones would be Batman and Superman or Popeye. Spinach. I've learned to like spinach, so I like Popeye. I will eat it every time it's on my plate. I eat it. Amen. I like spinach. Batman, Popeye, and Superman, get this now, they always survive. Always. Every comic book, every movie, every adventure, every one of them, all the time, everywhere. Survive. They always get the villain. They always prevail in battle. They might get knocked down. They get back up. Dive right back in and win. And they are always saved right on time. Sometime in the nick of time. Right on time. They always escape capture. Bad guys trying to get them. They get away. Yeah, they get setbacks. They face hard situations. But it's never permanent. It's not permanent. The enemies they face never take them out. Why? Why does Batman, Popeye, and Superman always win? You're almost there. They always survive. They always overcome. It's because the author always writes a way out for them. Whoever wrote that comic book, wrote that movie, whoever produced that film, or they wrote their success into the story. That's how the author gets to do that. Yeah, they go up and down. They got to have some kind of ins and outs and ups and downs, or it would be a boring story. You're going to have ups and downs and ins and outs, and your story's not boring. My story is not boring. Some might think, well, you live such a boring life. You get up, you go to work, you go to church, you go to bed. You get up, you go to work, you go to church, you go to bed. Man, my life is not boring. I have seen more miracles with my own eyes than most people on the face of the earth. I'm telling you. That's the honest to God's truth. You know, there's some people seen more miracles than me, but I've seen a lot. Hundreds of miracles I've seen with my own eyes. Amen. I've been healed in my body by God, by a miracle. God changed my mind. Amen. My life is not boring. Thank God for this way of life. Thank God that I'm not in the chaos that I was in the world. Thank God that He brought me out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Batman gets in trouble. The author writes a way of escape. Batman needs help. The author writes in Robin, his faithful helper. You know what? Popeye starts losing his strength. He just can't do it anymore. He can't lift it. Guess what? The cart rolls by and a can of spinach falls off. It rolls right over to him, and he can reach it. Eats the whole can in one swallow. Right? I tell you what. The author made it like that on purpose. Amen. He did it on purpose. The author wrote it like that. Did you really think Popeye was going to die under the broken wagon? No. Couldn't happen. Superman, the enemy, uses kryptonite. What does the author do? The author writes into the story a lead shield. Everybody knows that the lead shield deflects the kryptonite. A way of escape. The author wrote in a way of escape. Seemed like an impossible situation, and there was written into that story a way of escape. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter. Enough with the fantasies. But I tell you, God knows what he's doing. Let's go back to Hebrews 12, verse 1. Three directives I'd like to make mention of here. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us, number one point I want to make, lay aside every weight. Man, we can make ourselves have a hard way to go by carrying weights we don't need to carry. In the Christian school, back when Jeanette was a teacher, they'd say they had this saying, "That's not my monkey." You know, I'm not carrying that load. I can't take everybody's load. You got to run this race. This is your race. You have to run your race. I got to run mine. You got to run yours. And we're headed to the same place. Lay aside every weight and, second point, the sin which doth so easily beset us. Different people come from a different background. They have different weaknesses and different histories and different difficulties. But whatever that sin was that was holding you down before is the same sin that's going to try to grab onto you again. That sin that doth so easily beset us. Because you've had that sin so many times. You went down that path. You know that path so well. But you're going to get to a place where that sin doesn't hinder me anymore. Amen. I'm not tempted to go into the liquor store to buy a bottle of liquor. That's just not. That sin is past in my life. Gone. There's no zero desire. We're in the storefront downtown New London. And one of the people coming into the store front, you know, they had this bottle of alcohol in their hand, wrapped up in a paper bag. You know, come on in the church. Well, what am I going to do with this? Well, you can't bring it in here. Tell you what, give it to me. Wasn't hard for me to dump it out. Didn't bother me at all. I don't need that. The sin which doth so easily beset us. Some people are held down by sins that are in our thinking. If we have unforgiveness, if we think negative thoughts against other people, you know, the sin that does so easily beset us is unique to you. There's things in your past that Satan is going to try to use again to pull you down one more time. Work before, he's going to try to work it again. That sin, Satan is going to try to pull you down with. Different things for different people. Lay aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And let us, number three, the third thing I want to point out, run with patience. Someone say patience. Run with patience the race that is set before us. I know God is a right now God. I know God does. God can do a miracle in an instant. He can also heal your body over time. I know some people get saved first day they come into the first time they hear the message. And other people come to church for years and never truly get converted. But run this race, run this path, live this life toward Jesus Christ with patience. Keep living it. Keep walking it. Keep believing it. Keep on doing it. Oh, I've been praying that prayer for such a long time. Keep on praying it. Don't give up. You've been praying this long. Don't give up now. Keep praying. Keep believing. Run with patience this race that is set before us. Yeah, I know and you know it's difficult to run with patience. It's easy to say, but it's hard to live. It's hard in the midst of a storm. When things are going bad wrong at your house. When people that you love and are dear to you are in a storm. Or you are in a storm. It's hard. Keep living for God. Don't lose your faith. Amen. Keep believing Jesus. Believe the Word of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, believe Jesus Christ. When everything that can go wrong is going wrong, multiple things all over the place in your life all at one time, trust the Lord. Even then, trust in Jesus. When we're weary and we're worn down, still trust God. When our mind, body, spirit are under attack. And it does happen even to Christians. Even when you're under attack, believe God. When there are health issues, family issues, financial issues, job issues, marriage issues, and the list could go on and on and on. When there's stuff happening to you in your race, believe Jesus Christ. Believe the Word of God. Keep believing in Jesus. When you have more bills than you have money. When you don't have a job. Or maybe you don't like the job that you do have. When you're facing that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, we learn patience by waiting on the Lord. We wait on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31. But they that wait upon the Lord, that would be us, shall renew their strength. Well, some points here. Point number one, they're going to renew their strength. Point number two is the next part. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to rise above that problem. You wait and see. God is going to see you through. God is going to help you past it. God is going to bring you through it. You might have to go right through the middle of it. You might have to have mess on both sides, on the top and on the bottom, in front and behind. Maybe you got to go right through the middle of a mess. But God is going to see you through. God is going to be with you all the time. Amen. Run the race with patience. But there's mess all around me, God. God hasn't left you. God's never going to forsake you. You keep running this race, and God is going to see you through. You shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall, point number three, run and not be weary. And they shall, number four, walk and not faint. Maybe your run goes down to a walk. But keep living for God. Keep doing what you can do. Don't give up. Don't give in. I won't turn back now. I won't turn back now. Man, I can't turn back now. I can't turn back now. I've run this race too long. I'm going to see it all the way to the end. I want to make it all the way to the gates of heaven. I want to make it to the pearly gates. Trusting in the Lord. Perhaps, maybe this is, may be the most difficult verse in the Bible. Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And trust in the Lord is number one. Number two is lean not on your own understanding. Oh, but if this stuff, blah, 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 if this happens and that happens and this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You know what? All the bad stuff. In fact, Satan sometimes, well, often, most of the time, tell you lies that were not true from the beginning. Trust the Lord, and lean not unto your own understanding. Number three, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And the result, He shall direct thy path. Amen. Trust in the Lord even when it's hard. Trust in the Lord when you don't know what the answer could be. Trust in the Lord no matter what the situation is. How about this? Be patient in affliction. The Word of God directs us in Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Point number one, be rejoicing in hope. I do have a blessed hope. I don't control all the things around me. Yeah, hard times come. Yeah, I get sick. Yeah, I fall down. I go bump. I hurt. Okay, that's normal. Be rejoicing in hope. I have hope that God is going to see me through. Be happy when your heart is full of hope. Keep trusting in the Lord and you will have hope. I have a hope as long as I know Jesus Christ. I'm always going to have hope because I know who Jesus Christ is. Because I know He'll see me through. Because I trust His Word. Be rejoicing in hope. Number two, be patient in tribulation. Now, that is not so easy. Be continuing in prayer. Don't stop praying. No matter what is going on, don't stop praying. Keep seeking God. Keep petitioning Him. Keep worshiping Him. Keep on praying. Prayer changes things. Amen. Here's how we run the race with patience. The author and the finisher of our faith has already written the end of the story. Read the back of the book. We win. I'm telling you. It's already written. God's already got it in control. You know, if you looked at the front of the comic book and went all the way to the back, you'd see that the hero wins. If you just look in the book and read the back, we win. He already wrote the end of the story for a sinful world. It's in Revelation. Those of us that have went through the end time, seven vials, seven trumpets, seven seals, great white throne judgment, lake of fire, it's all in there. It already tells us what's going to happen to a sinful world. It's already established. It's already written. It's not even in question. And you don't want to go there. You don't want to be on that end of the story. But He also wrote the end of the story for His bride, the church. It's in the back of the book. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And He already wrote the end of your story. God knows my end of my story. I believe He's preparing a mansion for me. Amen. Because He knows the end of my story. Amen. It's appointed unto every man once to die, and after that comes judgment. Go ahead and repent. Die to sin. Get baptized. Have that paid for ahead of time. I'm telling you, that's the right path. Amen. To them on His right hand He will say, well done, good and faithful. enter into my rest. The holy city, New Jerusalem, city of God, 12 foundations, 1,500 miles square, walls of jasper, street of gold, a gate made out of a single pearl. Incredible. My mind doesn't even conceive what that looks like. But I'm pretty sure it's beautiful. Amen. No need of the sun or the moon. What would it look like to have light everywhere all the time? I'm talking about not even any shadows. Throw open the closet door, look in the corner, perfectly lit. This is my imagination, okay? The holy city, the light of God, is going to penetrate everything, everywhere, all at the same time. No darkness there. No dark place there. Amen. It's going to be awesome. You want to be there. Just like the author of those comic books. Batman, Popeye, Superman. You see, the author had the power of the pen when the author wrote those stories. To write their character out of their fights and out of their scrapes and into victory. We are looking at the book whose Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows we go up and down, in and out. But he's made a way of escape every time, all the time, for every one of us, bar none. You're not the exception. There's no situation in any of our lives that can overcome Jesus Christ. God is greater than them all. Amen. He has the power of the pen. Jesus is in control. God knows everything that we are going through. Stand with me. I'm closing here. We're going to pray in just a moment. God has declared the end from the beginning. God knows everything in between. No matter what happens, the pen is in his hand. He is writing the end of my story. God is in control of my life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God is in control of your life? That God is able to help you through, over, and beyond every obstacle that comes in this life? You see, man is not in control of my story. No man, no woman. No body, no government, no job, no enemy. Not those that oppose the word or the church. Nothing can keep me off this path. I choose to serve the Lord. Would you love him with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I know, God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I know, God, that if we will just run this race with patience, Lord, if we will trust You to bring us through, if we'll trust You, Lord, to bring us beyond, if You'll trust You, Lord, to take us all the way, Lord, I know that Your word is true and that, Lord, You will prevail. And God, You have my life in Your hand, that You, Lord, are in control of all of these things. Lord, I pray Your hand, God, be upon us. Lead us, draw us, guide us, direct us, Lord, toward You. Lord, that we could live for You forever. Thank You, Lord, for it. Precious living God, I worship You. I love You, Jesus. I praise You, Lord. Wonderful living God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for seeing us through.